Ah, a fresh face. Welcome to the Madhouse, love. That is the Enchanted Emporium. It's like any other shop. If any other shop dealt with customers demanding centaur shampoo or love potions. Oh, speak for yourself, Selena. You should see the yoga I have to do just to dodge that tail of yours in the aisles. It's like we're a slapstick comedy. Well, not all of us have the luxury of body transformation potions, you sneaky witch. Hey, they were all in good fun. Until the boss came back from the seventh dimension and found me stuck halfway through a mermaid potion. Good times, but on a serious note, we're a bit like the magical UN here, catering to all sorts. So, you ready to dive into the rabbit hole? Trust us, it's less Alice in Wonderland, more Terry Pratchett on a sugar rush. Alright, think of this place like a magical thrift shop. Everything from self-stirring spoons to bottled ghosts, we've got it all. Yep, and these trinkets aren't just conversation starters. They're a passport to the world of magic, with a one-way ticket to Crazy Town. Oh, God. Do you remember the Phoenix Feather Quill fiasco? Apparently, rising from the ashes is too metaphorical for some. Ooh, or that invisibility cloak scandal? Turns out, it doesn't make you invisible to legal consequences. Anyway, the point is, magic isn't just about the spells and potions. It's about understanding and managing, well, let's call them unique customer expectations. And by unique, she means the never-ending circus of the absurd. Welcome to magical retail. Well, you ready to go meet the ringmasters of the circus? Bring your sense of humor, love. You're gonna need it. Ah, here we are in the pet department. And before you ask, no, we don't sell cats and dogs. Unless you count the hellhounds and the griffins. Just keep your tail tucked in. You don't want a repeat of the gremlin incident. Well, it wasn't my fault that they saw it as a plaything, but we did learn something that day. Gremlins plus bunyip tail equals complete chaos. Oh, and don't forget about the pixies. Oh, dear lord, the pixies. Cute and pesky, like little magical gnats. Alright, sarcasm aside, remember that everyone who walks in here has a story. And our job is to find the magic that fits it. Even if that magic involves a high-speed chase through the shop with a runaway fairy, it's all part of the job description. Just remember, no 2 days are ever the same here. Yeah, some days you're selling dragon eggs. Other days you're sweeping pixie dust. Keeps things interesting. Now, you may have noticed that the aisles here are, well, let's just say cozy. And when you got a tail like mine, it's like navigating a maze. Oh, come on, it's not that bad. You just need to... You know what? You're right. Last week, I got caught in the Dreamcatcher display. Not a great way to start a Monday. Oh, I remember that! I've never seen someone so tangled in their own magic. It was like watching a kitten with a ball of yarn. Very funny. Anyway, despite the occasional magical mishap, this place does have a certain charm. It's like a labyrinth of wonders, each turn offering something new. True, it's a mess, but it's our mess. And it's a place where magic happens, literally. Remember, if a customer asks for that thingy in the corner, just nod and bring them a divination crystal. It's a solid guess. And this, dear friend, is the heart of our operations, the counter. It's here that we meet the, well, interesting characters who wander into our shop. Oh, do you remember Mrs. Featherbottom? Wanted a broomstick that could outfly those pesky government drones. I don't think that's how it works, love. Oh, or that guy who was convinced he was a vampire and wanted the perfect coffin. He came in every day for a week just testing them for comfort. Then there was the wizard who wanted a refund because his anti-aging potion didn't make him feel 20 again. Jeez, you can't fix everything with magic, mate. Despite the challenges, remember, our job is to assist, not judge. Well, not judge too much, anyway. And always keep a sense of humor about it. Trust me, you'll need it. And here we have our oddities and ends. This is where we put the stuff that doesn't fit anywhere else. Items with a unique charm. Remember that crystal ball that only showed the past? My god, that caused some interesting customer service issues. Or the self-writing diary? It had a flair for the dramatic. Made breakfast sound like an epic quest. We can laugh about it now, but dealing with these oddities is just part of the job. We must help customers understand the magic that they're dealing with. Which can be a challenge, especially when you're explaining why the bottomless bag of holding is not an ideal choice for a lunchbox. But at the end of the day, it's all about finding the right magic for the right person. Even if that person isn't quite sure what they're looking for. It's gotta be here. So welcome to the wonderful world of oddities and ends. And here we are, closing time. After the chaos of the day, there's just something kind of peaceful about the shop at night. Until the garden gnomes start their poker games. Noisy little fellas. Who knew they were such sore losers? In all seriousness, though, this is our place. Our magical little corner of the world. We've had our fair share of trials, sure, but I still wouldn't change it for anything. There's something special about helping people discover their own magic. Even if it's as simple as a self-heating teapot or as complex as a phoenix feather quill. So, welcome to the team. It's a bit mad, a bit chaotic, and you'll never quite know what's around the corner. But trust me. There's nowhere else you'd rather be. Well, that's it. The end of another wild day in the world of magical retail. Well, how are you holding up there, newbie? It can be a lot to take in, we know. But trust us, you'll get the hang of it. I mean, look at us. We're almost normal. Almost being the key word. But seriously, you've done great today. A real natural. And to celebrate surviving your first day, how about joining us for a drink? Ever tried a pixie punch? It's got a real kick. Ooh, or a gorgon gimlet? It is petrifyingly good. Ooh, and don't forget the banshee brew. It's a scream. Oh, and just be careful too. You might be seeing way too many unicorns by the end of the night. Ooh, yes, or the siren sangria? Oh, it's, well, bewitching. But seriously, it's our little tradition. A way to unwind after all the chaos. So, what do you say? Fancy experiencing some magic outside the shop?